After crossing the finish line, Alan Moore stepped off his runners, checked in his mandatory gear, and greeted his wife, 2000 Yukon Quest champion Allie Zirkel.
How you doing, baby?
Fantastic.
Woo!
Ready to do it again.
After losing by 26 seconds to Hunef last year, the Two Rivers musher built himself an ultralight sled. The bags made from material used for sails on competitive sailboats. He also trained his dogs repeatedly on the run between the last checkpoint and the finish line.
You know, it was a pretty good motivator. You can stay motivated after losing by 26 seconds, so that's the good thing about it.
Moore and Hunef chased each other for nearly the entire race this year. Moore finally dropped his competition at mile 101, and the two teams didn't see each other again until they took a mandatory 8-hour layover at Two Rivers, the last checkpoint on the trail. Roughly an hour after Moore finished, Hunef drove 9 dogs across the line. It's his 13th Quest finish. In the team was Walter, a 9-year-old sled dog who's finished 6 Yukon Quests and 3 Iditarods.
Oh, yeah, this is Walter's last race. He's getting up there now. He's done 9,000 milers, so. But he's a couch potato, so he's with me every day.
Neff will keep 4 ounces of gold he won after pulling in first at Dawson City, the race's halfway point. It's valued at nearly $7,000. That's in addition to a second-place prize of more than $13,000. Alan Moore's first-place prize is a little more than $18,000. Moore finished in 8 days, 18 hours, and 57 minutes. It's a new fast time, but with a reroute that cost the race a climb over American Summit and slashed 50 miles from the total distance, it'll be recorded in the history books with an asterisk. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.